On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, good morning. We're back. Coming up on 70 degrees right now. Still got some showers kind of moving around on radar, so that's what's going on. Welcome to Monday, and I said it was busy. Chalkfest week going on this week, and next week we are into the Headwaters Music Festival, and not only, I'm a big fan of this next band we're going to talk about, and have been for years. I'm talking October Road. Kyle Christensen in to talk with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be here.
Oh, man, thanks for showing up. I appreciate it. So we were talking, how's the band going? Okay, you're popular. Everybody knows you guys.
It's been a really busy summer, as it always is. Busier right. Every year, it seems like.
And you're dodging weather, too.
It's been a crazy summer for everybody, it sounds right. Like.
Fantastic. So you're going to be a part of the music festival next week.
Yes, we are.
And me, being a total air brain, I don't have my schedule. What day are you?
We're there on Friday.
And so are we.
Yes.
So, I can't wait to get one of my favorite events of the
we'll
summer,
We'll be
too.
Playing in between the legendary Billy D and the legendary Matt Ockery.
Right, and the legendary October Road, because we've been out on the road, forever. And so have you. How many years have you been doing this, Kyle?
Well, personally, I've been doing it for about 30 years.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy. So some of the other bands you've been in.
I was in the Plowboys for 5 years. I started playing with Tilford Crocious right out of Wap Breck here.
Wow.
And then back when I was 17, I think I did my first gig with Tilford.
Incredible.
Yep.
And
learned a lot doing that.
So has this been something, I know you come from a musical family, has this been something that's kind of been ingrained since you were a kid?
I guess it seems to have. My brother was in the Plowboys. My Uncle Gordy has been in the news and all kinds of bands like that.
Your Uncle Gordy tore it up, man. I mean, yep. I've seen him in every other or every kind of incantation of a band, and he always pulls it off.
He's still out there doing acoustic stuff,
right,
too.
Right, absolutely.
Still sounds great.
Absolutely. So what kind of music are we talking here? What are we going to hear from October?
Well, we generally say we play mostly country, but we can do mostly a whole night of rock or a whole night of country. We try to mix it up, and whatever they're going with, we try to go with.
How many people in the band?
Four now. It's been different versions over the years, but right now we're the standard four-piece.
Okay, and what instrument do you play?
I'm the lead guitar player.
You're the lead guitar player. Okay, so you know all the chops.
Everybody I do.
Just kind of follows you.
They're nothing without me.
Oh, man, I love hearing that. I got to talk to Sean, too, and I'll see if he echoes that sound.
I bet he'll agree.
I bet he will.
But that's just, he won't be serious.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully the weather will cooperate with us,
yeah,
too.
Well, that festival gets the good covered stages, so
yeah.
We can get through a little something, unless it's hurricane force winds, like tends to happen here nowadays.
You guys have done the festival before, too.
I think four times.
Okay.
I was trying to remember.
Yeah, and I think we've been there since it popped up, too. But people keep coming back, and they seem to like us, so if that's the case.
It's getting bigger and better and more streamlined every year. They do a great job here.
So now I got to ask you, because people ask me, how many more years left in you, Kyle, of doing the music thing?
Until I can't, I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't think
too.
I'd make it this long, but here I am. I still feel pretty good about it.
Right. Well, and again, we talked. You've been in a lot of bands, too.
Yeah.
Are you kind of amazed, as I am, at the kind of like the changes like over the years, like when you started to right now?
Definitely.
What's been the biggest thing you've noticed?
Well, I don't know if this is on the right track or not, but the big thing I've noticed is not a lot of younger people come up playing guitar or whatever instrument to the level of making a living doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means people like me can still do it. Otherwise, I'd be on a different circuit by now.
You know what? That's a really good point. Thanks to that attitude, I'm still out there I'm still out there tearing it up.
Yep.
I love that. Now, I've noticed, too, the size of the crowds, you know, have I won't say dwindled, but, yeah, it has gotten considerably smaller. Let me ask you this. As far as October Road, how did the pandemic affect you guys?
That was a pretty big deal. We went quite a long time with nothing, and then a lot of places that used to book smaller clubs and that stopped booking. But now they've been starting to again.
Right.
The spring is slow, but the summers are as busy as ever, and a lot of the crowds are back again. Everything's cyclical to a point.
That's true. No, I believe that. So what's your favorite part about doing this?
I'm not. I think the favorite thing for me is that I still play in a band that plays big enough stages where I can use big, loud tube amps, and nobody but the bass player complains about it.
That's a guitar player thing, I think.
For sure.
It's kind of indigenous to guitar players. So, again, you're going to be down the street. We're going to be down the street next Friday. I will be talking with Sean, too.
Yeah, then the Thursday before that, Natty Jean plays in the park.
Yeah.
That'll be a great one, too. There's the open jam session for that.
Yes, and they do want to stress that, too. Anybody's invited to that. She will be in next week.
Oh, great.
To talk with us, and I'm talking with Steve and the rest of Whiskey Creek. I believe I'm talking with them on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the Billy D Boys will be in tomorrow. Kyle, thanks so much for stopping in.
Happy buddy. To be here. Thank
and,
you.
And stop back anytime. Okay.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Kyle Christensen, we're talking October Road, Headwaters Music Festival. It happens next week. It's 9:50 here at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
Well, I was sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me, I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress, mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name.